From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. The migrant workers that pick crops like cotton and melons in the U.S. can have a tough time finding a place to live. The rural areas where they can find work often lack social services and affordable housing. That means many farm workers and their families end up in dilapidated buildings, which can come with health risks. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted has the story.
I'm driving Angel Castro down a muddy road covered with flooded potholes. He's showing me the neighborhood he lived in during the 90s. It sits just behind a large John Deere store in rural southeast Missouri.
This is one of the trailer parks that that rent to migrant people. And it's not in the greatest shape, you know, but people, when you need a place to stay, you know, you have to do what you have to do.
Dozens of trailers and campers sit on lots littered with plastic bottles and food wrappers. Large tires hold down roofs. Siding is falling off the mobile homes, and cracked windows are covered up with plastic. Castro says during growing season, these trailers pack in up to 10 farm workers.
Right here, I think they charge you by the head. You know, it depends on how many people are staying in the trailer. You know, it's like, I think it's like $120 a month or something. Person.
Castro was born in Mexico, but raised just across the border in Texas. His family spent summers chasing the watermelon crop from state to state as migrant farm workers. Now, he has a job recruiting farm workers' kids to enroll in school programs. More than 40% of farm workers have lived in the U.S. for at least 15 years, according to data pulled from the National Agriculture Workers Survey. Rather than short-term migrants looking for seasonal work, many farm workers are remaining in the U.S. longer and looking for a place to settle.
You know, when we used to travel, you know, we rented some of those trailers too, you know. And I remember my sisters used to cry, you know, look at the places where we live. My dad said, it's only a month. Just ride it out a month and we'll be out of here.
Generally, there are three types of housing options for farm workers. Private housing, like the trailers Castro lived in, employee housing provided by a boss, and government-funded housing.
There is a big need across the country, and so there's probably more need than money that we have.
U.S. Rural Housing Administrator Tony Hernandez lends money through a federal program to build farm worker housing.
Not that long ago, farm worker housing was non-existent in a lot of places. People lived in their car. There was not a bathroom for a place to have. And so this is a really effort to make sure people have safe and decent housing and better working conditions, and housing is a major part of that.
Hernandez says while creation of farm worker housing has improved through the program, there is stiff competition for loans, and some projects don't get funded immediately. So when there isn't local housing available, farm workers can often end up in shanty towns.
Farm workers don't make a lot of money. They don't have a lot of options, and the housing that they are able to find is often substandard.
Virginia Ruiz is the director of occupational and environmental health at the advocacy group Farmworker Justice. She says farm workers are often priced out of rural rental markets that lack the resources, infrastructure, or desire to build affordable housing.
You also see often overcrowding, which can also be harmful psychologically. You know, it's very stressful. It's easier in overcrowded housing for contagious diseases to spread.
Tuberculosis, pesticide exposure, and viral breakouts are a few of the more common threats facing farm workers living in housing without adequate showers, ventilation, and utilities.
Practically every state has a lack of enforcement.
Moises Loza is the executive director of the Housing Assistance Council. His group works to improve housing conditions in rural areas. He says enforcement on housing codes doesn't happen often enough because of limited resources. And you're not going to hear the tenants raising a fuss about conditions either. Why?
First of all, they're uninformed about what rights they might have or what codes there are in housing. But even if they did know, they're also afraid of, you know, getting the immigration after them.
70% of U.S. farm workers were born in Mexico, and half of farm workers in the U.S. are undocumented, according to the council. Loza says the population is largely invisible because of language barriers and fear. Angel Castro's old trailer has been spiffed up and looks nicer than the ones rented to farm workers in his old neighborhood. His sister lives here now. He points to a slab of cement embedded with the remnants of his last name spelled with marbles.
It starts from over there, Castro. T-R-O. But there are, the marbles are already gone, you know. They were marbles.
Castro says he was the first Mexican to move here. He He now lives with his family 10 miles away in a town with a burgeoning Hispanic population.
You know, when you don't have the money or the means to get somewhere else, you know, buy somewhere else, you know, you have to do what you have to, you know, to survive, to live.
Castro says he was fortunate to work his way out of the crop picking trade and the trailer park. But he says without education or enforcement of housing codes, the living conditions for the tenants who continue to work the fields will linger. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
That story was reported as part of a fellowship with the Institute for Justice and Journalism.